Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, is a group of lung diseases that block airflow and make it hard to breathe. Now, people who have it may struggle with exercise because the COPD gets worse when they exert themselves. This leads to people being sedentary, which we all know is not good. Well, researchers from Wake Forest University looked at how drinking beet juice affects exercise capacity. Beet juice, it turns out, is rich with nitrates, and they wanted to see if drinking it before exercise helped, especially because in earlier studies they found a link between drinking beet juice and increased blood flow to the brain. They found people with COPD who drank beet juice were able to extend their exercise time. They say this was a small study and more research is needed, and it was published in the journal Nitric Oxide Biology and Chemistry. And in other news, take this with a full glass of water and don't lie down for an hour. Doctors at Mayo Clinic say those instructions are important because if you don't follow them, you're at risk of what's called pill-induced esophagitis. It happens when medication gets stuck in your esophagus. The contents leak out and cause major chest pain. Here's Mayo Clinic gastroenterologist Dr. Karthik Ravi.
So typically patients are going to complain of chest pain. The chest pain is going to be pretty quick in onset. It's going to happen within a couple of hours to days of taking the tablet. It's going to be pretty severe. It can radiate to the back. It's typically worse when they swallow, and they sometimes will even notice that it may be more difficult to swallow.
Dr. Ravi says these medications are the worst culprits. Some antibiotics, such as doxycycline, bisphosphonates used for osteoporosis, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and supplements such as potassium and iron. Damage is rarely permanent, but to avoid it, follow directions on the label. And now here's some news you might want to tell students you know who want to pound caffeine and pull all-nighters to cram for a test. A paper in the journal eLife says that may not be the best strategy. Now, those researchers say the best thing to do is put down the coffee and get some sleep. They say sleep and memory are connected, and if you're sleep deprived, you may have a hard time remembering things. Sleep is critical to short and long-term memory, but how all that works has been a mystery. These scientists figured out how memory and sleep work in the brain of a fly, which they say could help them unravel secrets of the human brain. They say it could help us figure out how sleep or memory is affected when things go wrong, such as in insomnia. In the meantime, they know that getting enough sleep is key to being able to remember things, so all-nighters may not be the best way to ace that test. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.